All right, Trey. So here is what happened out in the Pac-12. I've been watching this story since the first day.
Yeah.
It's been fascinating to me. You remember me mentioning it to you. Pac-12 media days are coming up, and one dude doesn't show. And it was Washington State's head coach. Let me make sure I get the name right. Is it Nick Rolovich? Is
Rolovich,
that the first
yeah.
name? Yeah. So Coach Rolovich decides he's not coming to Pac-12 media days because the Pac-12 had said only people that are vaccinated can come to media days. So he says, I'm not getting vaccinated, so I'll go virtual. I'll go Zoom. So they've carried this through the season, and while the season's gotten started, the state of Washington has thrown out a mandate that state employees need to be vaccinated. The university has gone along with that. I'm reading they've got around 90% of university employees vaccinated. They're up around 97% of student population vaccinated. And they, the coaches, had been told that there was a deadline. It was yesterday, Monday, October 18th. If you don't have your first shot of a vaccine by then or have plans to get it by then and can prove to us you're about to get the first shot, you're going to be fired for cause. And they did. Rolovich is making just at $3 million a year. But now that he has been fired for cause, they don't owe him any money.
Mm.
So he's been fired. Three of his assistants have been fired as well. And Washington State is going to have to figure out. By the way, they've won three in a row. They just beat Stanford. And they run like a run and shoot. They're trying to keep the leech thing going. And so it's kind of a tough thing to replace your coaches mid-run. But they're standing on their policy and the state's policy, and now we've had our first Power Five coach get fired because he wouldn't get vaccinated. Crazy story, man.
Very interesting. Now, I wonder if this would have happened to Chris Peterson coming off of a college football playoff appearance. Chris Peterson had said, I'm actually okay. I'm not going to get vaccinated. Would Washington have fired him midway through the year?
It's a good question. I was wondering on the other side of the country if Saban or Dabo, if their universities had something in place, right? If they said they weren't getting vaccinated, what would it be? Basically, the school's stance, as I can see it, they sit down yesterday in front of their logo, you know, for the press conference. Also on that logo is one of their big partners, which is Pullman Regional Hospital.
Mm.
They lean heavy on their medical school. They lean heavy on the science stuff. And they believe, and they're also basically saying that there's a lot of people at the university that are upset that somebody as high profile as Rolovich, and we all know, highest paid state employee, right, at $3 million, they're upset that he's not getting it. Now, also to be clear, at one point he said he's not against vaccines. He recommended all his players get vaccines. At one point he said he was gonna get a vaccine, but then he applied for the religious dispensation or whatever you call it, the religious
exemption.
The report is he got the religious exemption, but then the university has to say, okay, now can we make accommodations for this employee fully to do their job? And ultimately Washington State decided no, they couldn't. So then he got fired.
Why can't you just make him test weekly?
I don't know.
And if you really want to go down that road. So clearly the religious exemption does not matter. I'm assuming natural immunity does not matter, which
haven't heard that discussed at all.
A ridiculous omission in this whole conversation. And unfortunately, Chad, we're seeing a lot of examples and stories like this pop up around the country. Now, there are also stories beginning to surface of businesses, of corporations who are planning on abiding by a certain vaccine mandate that have now backed off of that. Like Southwest Airlines, for instance, literally earlier today, Southwest said, yeah, the vaccine mandate that we were going to put in place, I think it was maybe November, perhaps it was December, that all the bad weather caused cancellations of flights a week plus ago that was really pilots and other employees for Southwest using their sick days as a sort of protest against these vaccine mandates to see just how much of the workforce you may be losing in a month plus.
And this is for employees, right? Not everybody on the plane.
Employees.
Right, okay.
So Southwest realized just the damage that was going to do if they actually implemented this in a little bit more than a month. They've backed off of that now. Mm. The Los Angeles Police Department has backed off of the vaccine mandate because the police chief in Los Angeles said, look, I can't afford to lose 40% of my force at the end of the year whenever this mandate was supposed to kick in.
Yeah.
And we've seen other places admit that they're not going to be able to implement this because you're just going to lose entirely too many people. Now, the flip side of that is a state like New York, which I want to say let go of close to 20% of its nursing staff from across the state. This would have been less than a month ago because they had not been vaccinated up to that point. So they let go of like literally tens of thousands of nurses at a time where we need to make sure our medical facilities are as fully staffed as possible. So they're playing a game of chicken going in the other direction. But a lot of businesses realize that it's not sustainable to get rid of X percentage of people when you're already working with skeleton crews to begin with. Now, does Washington State have that problem? No, of course they don't. It is Division I football, to quote the great Dan Hawkins.
Yeah, barely.
But they're going to be able to find somebody else. There were reports surfacing last night that Jeff Banks, the special teams tight ends coach and recruiting coordinator for the Longhorns, maybe a guy who finds himself in position to take that gig if and when it's offered up. But Washington State realized that they didn't have the next coming of blank, whoever you want to put there, or even somebody like a Mike Leach who led them to some nice things during his time.
Mike Price. They didn't have their next Mike Price.
They didn't have their next Mike Price or their Mike Leach for that matter, because Mike Leach did some decent things in Pullman as well. So they realized that he was expendable. I do wonder, though, if they had somebody that they were happy with, that they would be willing to make that religious exception, since he did apparently apply and receive the exemption.
Yeah, it's really weird. I like it as always with some of these stories. I'm trying to see both sides of this, and there's some wild inconsistencies on both sides. Just the level of like strange ego and selfishness on both sides of this story. Like nobody's willing to think of anybody else. They're just thinking of their own little curve of this story. So like, you said the thing about the religious deal. If you're going to say there's a religious exemption, the answer can never be no, ever.
Right.
When they say, hey, why do you want a religious exemption? And your answer is, because I believe blank. It doesn't matter what's in the blank. You have to say yes.
Right.
Because it's indefensible. It's indisputable, improvable, whatever it is, right? That's the beauty of religion. So that's one side. So I can't believe that's part of it. And then they have a two-step process. It doesn't make a lot of sense. They're also not backing their guy up. This is your coach. These are your coaches. And you're going to stand on it to that degree. And I get it. I get that you where you want your reputation to be. Totally understand that. Then on the other side of it, I am staggered at the level of selfishness and ego that these coaches are showing. Like, really, fellas? All the sacrificing you've done throughout your career, you're not willing. For this guy's got $15 million he just put in a bag and threw it in a lake. And he still hasn't fully explained why, by the way. He can't explain it. He's been babbling his way through answers. He said he was going to do it, and now he's not. Dude, you could set up your family, your kids, and your grandkids for life. And you won't? Okay. I thought it was about team for you. I thought it was about the players. I thought it was about protecting people and having a good time and playing some football. Apparently, Coach Rolovich, it's all about you. It's not even about these assistants, because if you'd gotten vaccinated, I'll bet you those guys would have too. But you don't care about that. You care about you. Washington State, you care about you. You don't care about anybody else. That's what strikes me about this story. It is selfish versus selfish. I think everybody's getting what they deserve in this story.
I think it's more selfish by Washington State and the state of Washington, too, for that matter, than it is Rolovich. And perhaps there is a bit of selfishness on his part as well, but I would be curious to hear his entire story. Maybe he is one of those people who knows some of the select unlucky few who have suffered adverse reactions as a result of getting this vaccine. You and I know people, and that's plural. Some of which you may not be familiar with, but I am, because they come and talk to me about things that have happened to them since they've gotten this vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that everybody? Absolutely not. But there are some people who continue to suffer issues as a result of this. And there are people who are in a category of healthy individuals who, even if they were to get COVID, would not suffer the most serious conditions associated with COVID. They would not end up in the hospital in all likelihood. They would not lose their lives as a result. And the weird nuance of this whole conversation is that does the vaccine help protect you from ending up in the hospital? Theoretically, yes. Although a lot of people who are citing that would not end up in the hospital anyhow because they are younger enough or healthy enough to avoid that. You're not old, fat, or dealing with comorbidities, then the likelihood that you end up in a hospital is pretty negligible to begin with. The problem is that the vaccine at a certain point is no longer protecting you from catching or transmitting it. And that happens much sooner than anybody realized when the vaccine rollout started to happen last March and April. So if we're really insisting on vaccine mandates and the subsequent boosters that will eventually come along with, we also need to take into consideration a cheaper form of testing that allows all of us to better recognize if and when we are dealing with the onset of COVID that could then get other people in our workplace, in our circle of friends, wherever else, sick as well.
The other weird part from Washington State's perspective is, according to Rolovich, and maybe his time frame is off, after the game against Stanford this weekend, he said he was still waiting on the result of the religious exemption. That late into the process? Did you apply late? Washington State, did you let him know late? What is going on? It just, the support on both sides feels weird to me. It's odd. But now Washington State has got to figure that out. Five coaches at once. And you got to go to the team. By the way, he didn't talk to the team. That's the other weird thing in this story. They fired him after a conversation. He comes in, talks to the AD, and he just left. Didn't talk to the players. So guess who did? The AD did. And he said, yeah, there were mixed feelings in the room. You think? Because by the way, Trey, they dig this guy. He's just won them three games in a row. The players like him. They've said, hey, they've said to media members on the sidelines, players, you guys lay off Rolo. He's our guy. Y'all lay off Rolo, we love him. That kind of thing has been said by players to media members. Washington State didn't seem to care about that part. They went ahead and fired him on a Monday.
Hey, you know what? Maybe Washington State football or the entire Washington State athletics department, much like Good Morning America, much like Anderson Cooper 360, much like Nightline and so many other organizations responsible for upholding certain standards, is sponsored by Pfizer, Chad. Maybe that's an element of all of this that we hadn't considered just yet.
That I don't know. But, Trey, I couldn't make this up if I tried. Do you know who Washington State plays this week? This is just karma.
Stanford?
BYU.
Wow.
I couldn't make that up if I wanted to.
Oh, that's funny.
They just beat Stanford, and they are about to take on BYU. Yes, that is a real thing, and that is in Pullman. Home game, 2:30 kick on Saturday.
How many people show up to that one?
Oh, my God. I think it's their DC. I think he's left. I think the DC is left to do a little bit of coaching. What a wild story there at Washington State. So there you go. Keep your eyes on it. Coach Rolovich might end up with another gig somewhere. It just won't be at Washington State.
Now, was he a Mike Leach guy? Because if so, Leach will bring him into Starkville.
I don't know. Great question. I haven't double checked the history to know if he was there with Leach and was left behind. I know that he and three of the coaches that got fired are offensive and spread guys, you know, are whatever you call it, you know, run and shoot or, you know, air raid. They're all air raid guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're Leach air raid guys.